Glad to see that you remember to turn your clocks ahead, folks. It's a good idea. It was a little thin at the 8 o'clock Mass this morning. Some of you may already have seen one of the early presentations of the new TV series, Almost Human. Haven't seen the show, but I saw a million advertisements for it's coming on there. Almost Human. And the show really raises an interesting question about what does it mean to be a human person? I know many of you have heard the expression, to err is human, to forgive is divine. How about when someone's trying to make an excuse for messing up? Well, I'm only human, you know. Is that what human is? Error and weakness? The scripture readings that we present for this first Sunday of Lent give us a rather stark contrast between a vision of Genesis and Paul's letter to the Romans and the gospel message. A contrast between Adam and Eve's understanding of what it is to be human and Jesus of Nazareth's understanding of what it means to be human. For Adam and Eve, it's a disobedience. They sinned in the garden. For Jesus, it's obedience to the will of the Father. For Adam and Eve, it's a discontent and frustration with the limitations of human beings. For Jesus, it's a willing embracing of those limitations for a purpose. For Adam and Eve, it's not enough. I want to be like God and have the power to decide for myself what's right and wrong. Jesus avoids the temptation in the desert to be power hungry and show himself off. Paul tells us he willingly surrenders the power that is his as a son of God to embrace our humanity. For Adam and Eve, being human just isn't enough. They want more. For Jesus of Nazareth, being human is the purpose of his life, to realize and fulfill the plan of the Father for our salvation in and through his humanness. What does it mean to be human? When we say to err is human, when we say I'm only human, we only accent the weak, incomplete, imperfect, and sometimes very sinful part of ourselves. But the scripture message is much fuller than that. If we hear the whole message of the scriptures, to be human is to be created good by God out of love. To be human is, despite our sinfulness, to allow the power of God to work through our weakness to bring good to others. To be human is to be capable of an amazingly generous, self-sacrificing love in imitation of Jesus. To be human is to become more and more like God. The temptation that we face in a modern world is to get frustrated with or dissatisfied with the limitations of our humanity and miss the power and the glory and the hope of our humanity. To reduce ourselves down to where we mess up and not see our capacity in God for so much good. So, Lent invites us not to pretend we have no faults or limitations, but to not allow them to close us down to all the good that God intended in humanity and has redeemed in Christ and has called to eternal life. We have a destiny of glory from Christ. Almost human. As a matter of fact, the only one among us who is fully human is Jesus of Nazareth, now glorified at the Father's right hand. All the rest of us, almost human, but we're not there yet.